You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiaro. The House Intelligence Committee will begin work next week in the impeachment inquiry. Democrats have given Secretary of State Mike Pompeo until Friday to release subpoenaed documents on Ukraine.
The Democrats have accused the State Department of slow-rolling, saying they first asked for the documents nearly 3 weeks ago, and accused Pompeo of blowing off their September 16th deadline.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. 5 people are recovering from knife wounds after they were stabbed at a shopping center in Hunt Valley, Maryland. Baltimore County Police spokesperson Jennifer Pete says officers were first called on a report of a man threatening people.
While police were en route to that call, we received a second call for a stabbing at the liquor store. And then we started receiving additional phone calls into 911 for additional stabbings.
The suspect was shot and killed by police. America is listening to Fox News.
Thank you. play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Employment First strives to include people with disabilities in the workplace. The initiative benefits the companies that invest in people with disabilities, and the employees become well-qualified workers and self-sufficient members of the community. Turn a disability into an opportunity. For more information, click on acdd.org or call 1-800-232-2158. Sponsored by the Alabama Council for Developmental Disabilities, the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but this string of record high temperatures is going to go on and on for several more days. Meanwhile, the rain prospects continue to be terrible as the drought continues to worsen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day. Upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected. That'll be the fifth day in a row. Rain chances just about as close to zero as you can get. Monday is the last day of September. Upper 90s again, another record high. And in fact, I think we'll see record highs for the first 3 days of October at least, maybe more. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to a very short segment, because I went so long before. But, guys, you have the floor.
All right, I'll go first, I guess. I want to thank the caller for calling in and sharing the story. I do want to touch on some of this stuff because, you know, you call it a bunch of hooey. But every single thing that we talk about on this show is about good and evil. It's all biblical, even when you're talking about chemtrails.
Read Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about like the reptilians. I mean, you read in Genesis.
Garden of Eden.
You know, right back to the Garden of Eden. These archons that we talk about, these are the fallen angels that is talked about much in the Bible. Not just in the Bible, you got mention of them in, what is it, the Torah, Quran, other texts, and of course, you know, Aleister Crowley was pretty big on it too. But this stuff is real. You know, when you're talking about Ouija boards and conjuring up spirits, these are entities that we're talking about. You can't discredit it, you know. Christianity, not just Christianity, but spirituality, you know, it comes in stages like baby food. You know, you start off with, you know, the milk, the little basics to get you going, but eventually you got to move on, you know, to the solid foods. You know, I can't say that I've already graduated to steak and taters, but I'm working my way up. I'm guessing you had something to add to that.
Yeah, I mean, even though, you know, I don't
hear the mic.
You don't hear the mic?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Let me see. I think it's on, but...
I believe pretty much in everything that you talked about, you know, in your rant, you know, but... But there is a... There's a certain... there's certain things that that you talked about in your rant that ties in everything you don't believe that we say exist. say for instance the lizard man you talked about, you know, that we talk about, that actual creature was in the Garden of Eden with Eve. He was actually walking upright. And if you don't believe me, just go to that part where he supposedly, you know, beguiled Eve and look at his punishment. Now, it talks about that that every offspring that he would have would actually crawl on his belly. Now, if why in the world would his offspring crawl on his belly if it weren't walking upright in the beginning? I mean, give it some thought. Give it some thought. And another thing too. I mean, I want to defend it. You know, you were talking about that. You know, because I've actually seen one, and with my own eyes, and nobody can take that away from me. Now, and I did the research. I did the research. It took me some years to do it, but I actually found out where it came from. The creature that I saw. Back in early 1970, that was standing over my bed. That was a being from a Zeta Reticular star system. I mean, you can laugh all you want to, but the thing is, these creatures are came from that system that they feature, and. In the movie Prometheus, where they went to find out the creators. As a matter of fact, those who weren't the creators, they were the destroyers that they found. So give us some thought, do some more research, and you'll come to the same conclusion that we've come to.
Yep. All right, we hit a break, come back, and we'll take Frank's call. We'll be right back.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right.
Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the program, and friend of the program, and my friend, our friend, Frank is on. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys.
Thanks
how
for
are
your
you?
Patience. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, I'm gonna cover what I can tonight, Gary, and
sure.
And then, like, they want to hit the time frame or whatever. I can do the rest of the night or go for a break, but whatever you want to do. But I've been real reluctant, and that's why I haven't called for a while to explain what I'm about to explain. But this is, again, like Postman just said, this is something that I've seen firsthand, lived through, and witnessed. But it's going to be kind of difficult to talk about because it's not going to be pretty, okay?
Okay.
But after several dreams and the time frame that's gone on, you know, I've kind of realized that I haven't done a very good job, number one, of explaining the Book of Enoch. And I really haven't explained properly what I was shown. So with that being said, and the first thing I want to cover is something Postman touched on about unexplained signs in the sky and Enoch, okay? At the very beginning of Enoch, in the words of the blessing of Enoch, was the blessed elect and the righteousness and will be living the day of tribulation, and the wicked and the godless are to be removed, okay? It says specifically the godless are going to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he talks about the high mountain shall be shaken and the high hill shall be made low, and they shall not like wax before fire, and the elect shall be saved. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff that's about to hit us, okay? And it's definitely coming from the heavens. But here's what I want to talk about. I'm going to throw a pejorative question out there for you first. And the question is, which is more evil, fallen angels or humanistic shepherds, okay? Doesn't, you know, not an answer, just think about it and kind of let it sink in. But I want to tell my story again And because the first time I called in, obviously I was in the intensive care in the hospital on some drugs and so forth. And I've had a lot of time to think about it, a lot of dreams. I mean, that's been just as vivid as the entire event. So here we go. Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
I started having a chest pain on December 27th, and I was home. And, my daughter was here from Milwaukee. She called the ambulance. The ambulance came over and said, we don't see anything real urgent, but something's wrong. So we went to the hospital. I went to Prattville Baptist. And in there, like I was telling you, that's when I died. And they took, 8, 10, 12, I forget the number of shocks to bring me back. But when I first died and first went, I went to this completely dark room. And that's when I first, remember I told you, I started seeing these movies.
Mm-hmm.
But what appeared like a movie, but they were absolutely horrible, okay? And then the darkness ended, and the next thing I knew, I was up standing and talking and to the doctors and the orderly and everybody that was in the emergency room. And that's when they told my wife prior to that I'd probably be on a respirator, that I'd be brain dead and so forth. But I was perfectly fine. And then I went to the tunnel.
Wow.
That's the second time I died. And apparently that's when they took me from Prattville to Montgomery, the Baptist, and were waiting for me in the emergency room to do the emergency surgery in my heart because I had a major heart attack. And that's when I went to the tunnel, and I got to explain it again because it was just, you can't even envision how wide it was, how bright it was, and how beautiful it was. And you're like in a swirling just atmosphere that it's just, it's breathtaking. And then the next thing I realized, I'm on in a field. And when I say a field, you got to understand, I grew up in Idaho, and I spent every summer for about 10 to 12 years in Island Park, which bordered West Yellowstone, which bordered Yellowstone National Park. When I'm talking a field, I'm talking about a field of flowers and the most majestic thing that you can ever see. And I've seen them in all these different parks. I've seen them firsthand. But this field, magnify it by 100-fold. There was colors in there that you couldn't even visualize.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even explain the colors, okay? And then I walked a little bit, and there's not a river, but a stream. And that's when I seen my mother, my brother that passed when I was 30, my wife,
wow.
Father and her mother, we took care of for, 8, 9, 10 years in our home.
Did you talk? Did you interact with them, Frank?
No.
Okay.
They were waving at me. Okay.
Okay.
To go back, I seen them, and this river was not very. It wasn't very deep. It wasn't very wide. It's like a spring, but it was crystal clear. And they were right there in front of me, and they're waving at me to go back. Okay.
Wow.
So I turned, and like I told you, Terry, in the high, and that's when I seen Jesus.
Right.
I turned around, and there's Jesus. Okay.
Oh man.
And it's still emotional, and the reason I knew it was Jesus because his hand.
The nails.
The holes in his hands.
Yeah.
And he said, Frank, he says, more humanistic shepherds. And everything went black again. And I'm watching these videos like a movie, okay? And, I'm in heaven or wherever I was at, it had to be heaven. You're still mentally alert, more than I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, more... That means what I seen when it went black again was the beginning of something. And now I'm being shown more.
Right.
I want to explain some of what I seen.
Please.
And this is not going to be pretty.
It's okay.
But it has to do with Enoch and humanistic shepherds. And I've done an extremely poor job of explaining. The first thing I seen, and this is it carried on from the first vision that I had, when I was in Prattville, there was this huge idol, and people were just placing coals and embers and everything underneath it until it was just pure, pure red hot. Then I watched men bring children, babies, infants, okay? I'm talking 15, 20, 25, 30 of them, and place them in these arms of this idol.
Just like
and they
Baal.
Instantly...
Yes. Just like Baal worship.
Like Baal, yes.
Yeah.
And they burned to death instantly. okay? Just horrifying. The next thing I've seen is I've seen men hanging upside down on a wooden rack, so to speak, okay? And these men, they're shaking, they're crying, they're scared, they're sweating, and there's a priest underneath these men anointing themselves with the sweat. And then I told you this wasn't going to be pretty, guys. Then they removed the organ. And then they stabbed a spike through their head.
Oh, okay? Jesus.
These were leaders. I'll come back to that. Okay? The next thing I seen was another sacrifice like a priest. Okay? Where they went up to an altar like a pyramid type of deal. They cut open their stomach. They cut all the way to the throat. From their throat down to their stomach, and then they took out their heart, held it up, and then they threw the body down to the bottom of the temple, whatever it was.
That's the same thing the Inca used to do.
Yeah, so I was before. Gonna
see. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guys, there's more, but then it, I don't want to go in anymore. I can't. Then it shifted to the present day, and I see this mascot, okay? And there's a human that looked like a human, but then it looked like that, like a dummy or whatever, like a mascot or I don't know what it was. Okay, in front of some kind of an owl guard. Okay, like an owl, big old, gigantic owl.
Oh, like okay? The stone owl at Bohemian Grove.
I don't know, Terry. I'm just telling you what
okay.
I think.
All right.
Okay. And then they killed the human. Then they brought other humans in, okay, in front of this owl statue, whatever it was. And they drove spikes through their heads, but these people were crying and screaming and yelling before they brought them in, okay? And then they drove these spikes through their head, and they drank their blood right out of the top of their head. And this is what I'm seeing in this vision. The next thing I see is aborted babies being eaten by some kind of a life form that aren't humans. They're, you can see the aborted babies being placed in like chambers or whatever, and these, whatever they are, okay, they're not human. They're shaped somewhat like humans, coming into these rooms and eating these babies. Then it shifts again, and I see baby parts being sold to apparently what happens to be very, you know, rich or elite people.
That's happening now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I'm in the present day in this vision.
Right.
And then the last thing I seen was alive babies, human embryos, okay, hanging in chambers, okay? And then Jesus turned to me and he said, Frank, enough, humanistic shepherds. This is Enoch. And he turned, and there's this old, weathered man. He said, this is Enoch. And the next thing I know, guys, I wake up. I'm in Baptist Memorial. I don't know. I had no idea how I got from Prattville, you know, to Montgomery. And the doctor told me, he said, and I believe this is the thing I told you. He said, you've died, you've come back, and I'm in control. And I asked him, I said, are you Enoch? And he said, no. I says, I'm Dr. I'm not going to say his name. And he says, who's Enoch? And I said, it doesn't matter, but wow. Okay?
Wow.
That's what I've seen. And I've done a poor job in the since I had these experiences about talking about and sharing, because it's very difficult to talk about.
I bet. Okay? I bet.
But I've done some research because I've had these same visions. Now, you know when abortion started in the United States?
No.
1973. Well, let me ask you this. You know what the population of the United States is?
300 million.
327. Since 1973, there have been 56 million abortions. That's 1/6 of our population of the United States.
Wow.
1/6 have been aborted. And then I did some study, and the CEO of Stem Express essentially admitted in court that are biotech companies supplying beating fetal hearts and intact fetal heads to medical researchers. And she said, that medical progress in these babies' heads could be procured attached to the baby's body or could be torn away. Let that digest in to what's happening today, okay? This is like Nazi evil. I mean, yes. It's worse than Nazi.
Yes, it is.
Okay? The thing is, every political leader in Washington knows that baby parts are being harvested. Mm-hmm. They know they're being sold to the highest bidder, and they're used in some of the sickest scientific experiments that are ever imaginable. Okay? That's happening today. Those are our shepherds. I go back to the question, which is more evil, the fallen angels or the humanistic shepherds? Okay? And I know, Terry, you're probably out of time, but I wanted to talk about the 70 shepherds of Israel and even touch on what's going on in the Israeli election today, because the 70 shepherds of Israel, we're the 70 shepherds. We're there.
Right.
Okay? But the prophecy that Enoch explained, and I've done an extremely poor job of explaining it, will blow your mind.
Well, can you hang on, Frank? If you can hang on and let me get through this break, then we'll finish this up on the other side of it, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on for me. All right, we're going to let Frank hang on, if I can remember how to put him on hold. There we go. And we're going to hit this break, folks. We'll be right back. We'll continue this when we get back.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. I got some big news I need to get out to let you know that Randall Bramlett, that show has been canceled this Sunday. That's right. There will not be a show. Randall got in touch with me, had a little minor medical procedure, and he won't be able to make the trip down here Sunday. But you can still get down here this weekend, enjoy some good fresh seafood, watch the ball games with us. We got plenty of TVs for you, and we're cooking up good old hamburgers, ribeye steaks on the grill. How about some amberjack? Oh, I believe we're smoking some salmon this week. Got some, man, if you hadn't tried our smoked salmon, we got a nice marinade we do with it. It's really good eating. Let's talk about Sunday afternoon, since there won't be a show this week. I'll go ahead and tell you that next Sunday, the Chris O'Leary Band will be here. That's right. First timer for Chris. Man, the guy was a front man for Levon Helm's band for years. He's got a lot of tradition in the blues, and he'll be here Sunday at 5 o'clock. So we're already excited about next week. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We'll be looking for you to get down here this week and next week. See you soon.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey. Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but this string of record high temperatures is going to go on and on for several more days. Meanwhile, the rain prospects continue to be terrible as the drought continues to worsen. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day, upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected. That'll be the fifth day in a row. Rain chances just about as close to zero as you can get. Monday is the last day of September. Upper 90s again, another record high. And in fact, I think we'll see record highs for the first 3 days of October, at least, maybe more. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the program. And Frank, are you with me?
I am.
All right. It's yours. Floor is yours, my friend.
Okay. Enoch, and like I say, here I am standing between the Son of God and somebody introduced me as Enoch.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have done a ton of research on the Book of Enoch since then, and especially in the last, again, the last, 3 weeks. All right? We've talked about this before. Only two men have ever walked with God personally, Enoch and Noah. Noah for a very short period of time, and Enoch for 300 years. Only two men have ever been taken to heaven before dying, Enoch and Elijah.
That's right. That's right.
Solomon, David, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, Adam, none of them walked with God, okay, other than Enoch and Noah. Now, why is the Book of Enoch not in the Bible?
It was removed.
Okay? Yeah, it gives more information about the enemy and the origins of evil, and it prays to Jesus for being the appointed one of the Holy Father and the head of David.
And the Jews couldn't have that.
They couldn't handle it, okay? And the Christians pulled it because of its detail about the fallen angel, all right?
Right.
One of the most important parts of Enoch is the 70 shepherds of Israel, okay? In this vision, Enoch saw what would be 70 shepherds of Israel. It's in Enoch 59 through 61, and he called 70 shepherds and cast those sheep to them that they might pasture them, and he spoke to these shepherds and their companions. Let each individual of you pasture the sheep henceforth, and everything that I shall command you to do, you do. And I will deliver them unto you, your doubly numbered, and tell you which of them shall be destroyed and which of you shall keep. Okay? So he's given very strict instruction to these leaders of Israel. All right?
Mm-hmm.
70 symbolic shepherds of Israel walk over the flock, but it's figuratively God's chosen people. Okay? And it could be, other than just, the nation of Israel.
Right.
The next passage tells us that Enoch saw the first group of 35 shepherds as unique from the other shepherds to come. This is Enoch 91 through 2. It says, and I saw, on this matter, 35 shepherds undertook the pasturing of the sheep, and they severely completed the period as did the first. Okay? These 31 shepherds correspond to the 35 king of Israel and Judah that ruled before the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. You do your research, and before the kingdom of Judah was destroyed in 597 B.C. They matched perfectly. Okay? After this, a series of foreign rulers ruled over the promised land, okay? And then it goes into the next, what's called the next 32 shepherds, okay? And I won't go through all that. But the 70 shepherds that Enoch saw were all descendants of Israel, okay? So some of these Israeli shepherds were overlords over them and were also called shepherds. Now, what I find extremely interesting, okay, is that Enoch also foresaw the coming of the one-horned ram or unicorn
which would open the eyes of the blind sheep and open them to salvation, all right? In other words, he saw what is happening today. The one-horned ram is Jesus. That's Enoch 91 through 19. And he's talking about Enoch's vision disclosed that there would be a period of time when the followers of this one-horned ram would be persecuted and killed without any mercy, all right? Mm-hmm. In other words, Christians would be slaughtered just for believing in Jesus Christ. Terry, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
On your program tonight, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, how many Christians will be killed?
I don't know.
For believing in Jesus Christ?
I don't know.
11. 273 Christians around the world are killed daily for their beliefs. Over 100,000 a year, that's 11 each and every hour for simply believing in Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, the final 12 shepherds, sadly, Enoch tells us that this group of 12, the 12 final shepherds in Israel, will do more damage to Israel spiritually than the 58 bad shepherds who governed the country for a long period of time. And the shepherd after that will be the one-horned ram, or in other words, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This is what blows me away. This is Enoch 90, 20 to 27. And the judgment was held first over the stars. The stars are the fallen angels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were judged and found guilty and went to the place of condemnation. And they were cast into the abyss full of fire, flaming, and full of pillars of fire. And those 70 shepherds were judged and found guilty, and they were cast into that fiery abyss. Let that sink in.
Mm.
God and the Son of God are going to judge humanistic shepherds that have led his chosen people, okay, and destroyed them. And that's what I was showing, was how leaders are so... And let me throw this at you. Bondage to spiritual faith is what happens first.
Well said.
Spiritual faith to courage. Courage to liberty. Liberty to abundance. Abundance to selfishness, selfishness to apathy, apathy to dependency, and then dependency to bondage.
Where did you find that at, Frank?
That's excellent.
I didn't find it. That's what's happening. I didn't find that anywhere that I can remember.
That's a Frankism?
Okay. I don't know. But that isn't that what's happening today?
Yes, it is.
I would like for you to repeat that because I need to write that down.
Okay, bondage.
Hang on. Let me get here. I'm making a list of everything that you said. So let me find the right. I got so much stuff pulled up right now. Frank's vision. Here we go. All right, go ahead.
Bondage to spiritual faith is what happens first.
Spiritual faith.
And that's happened several times in Israel.
Right.
Spiritual faith to courage.
All right.
Courage leads to liberty. Liberty leads to abundance. Abundance leads to selfishness. Selfishness then leads to apathy. Apathy leads to dependency.
You're going way too fast.
Abundance to selfishness.
Abundance to selfishness.
All right. Selfishness to
apathy.
All right.
Or you don't care.
Right.
Yeah. Apathy to dependency.
Got it.
Yeah, we're between apathy
and dependency to bondage.
So liberty is misused. It's sort of like an Achilles heel or a downfall.
It's a big circle.
What do you think is going on today in our country? And every time you look at the news and what they're trying to do to Trump and what the Democrats are trying to do and the liberals are trying to do to turn everything around in this country,
mm-hmm.
it's to be dependency to bondage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And that's exactly what, guys, what I was showing. Okay?
Wow.
This humanistic shepherd and how they destroy mankind. It's the leadership.
Yep.
My whole point of trying to say what I said is that God, I mean, imagine if God is going to judge the leaders. Now, think about who has been the leaders of Israel. Okay? There are several of them. I mean, I could. The list is endless. Solomon Day. You could go on and on and on.
Right.
They're to be judged, and they're to be thrown in the abyss. Okay. If you believe in what the Book of Enoch says.
I do.
Okay, I do too, because I go back. I mean, the only man that's ever walked, at 300 years, he walked with God, and God took him to heaven directly without dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just, to me, it's just incredible.
I agree.
And you asked yourself the question, you know, at the Nebuchadnezzar grandson was shown the handwriting on the wall, and King Darius, you know, came in and took over the and took over that area, you know, from him. And,
yep.
And he was the one that gave the, you know, Israel back to that temple. And you could ask the question, my goodness, is he going to take an Assyrian king and actually raise him up and deliver him or save him, you know, because of what he did for his people?
Yeah.
It's a valid question.
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it is.
And you know, in the same spirit, you know, they talk about Trump is him, and I wonder if that scenario is going to repeat itself and play out the same way.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I throw this at you: have you been watching at all what's going on in Israel's election? Because Netanyahu is number 70 of the 70 shepherds.
Wow.
Okay. Right now, they're in their second deadlock. And because Israel parliament's different than ours, they have like seven or eight different political parties. Ms. Connie can explain a lot better than I can, but they have seven or eight political parties. In order to attain a majority, you have to have 61 votes, okay? One of them has 32, one of them has 31. They're in their second election. One was in, I think, in April, now this one. And they can't form a majority. They can't form a government, okay? The president of Israel is like a figurehead. And he appoints who can, they have like 30 days once he says, okay, it's your turn, Mr., you know, Prime Minister-elect, if you get enough. But they can't do it. They don't know what's going to happen. It's unprecedented. Okay?
Wow.
It's just, it's extremely interesting. But with that said, I want to throw one other thing at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Before I go, I'm going to let you go. Okay? Enoch 89:59, and he talks again about 70 shepherds and cast those sheep to them that they might pasture them, and he spoke, okay? And he gave them over to those sheep, and then he said, and he called another and spake his name. Observe and mark everything that these shepherds will do to these sheep, for they will destroy more of them than they did, okay? Enoch talks of he called another after the 70 shepherds, okay? I have no idea who it is. I don't know what he's talking about specifically, but you can look it up for yourself. It's Enoch 89, and what I just read to you is actually 89:61. Okay, 59-61. It's extremely interesting because you tie that in to what's happening in Israel today, tonight, and it will blow your mind.
Wow.
Wow. So, you know, I've taken up way more than my time, Terry, but I've had a real struggle trying to say all this.
It's okay.
Because it's difficult to talk about.
I know it is.
And I don't think you told it all yet.
No, I haven't.
Why don't you just take another Saturday, you know, when it's an opportune time, and go ahead and tell us all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the dreams aren't nightmares. I mean, it's just like you're reliving. Because I remember, guys, every day I wake up, it's a blessing.
Sure.
Every day I wake up when I'm alive, it's a blessing.
You're not supposed to be here.
No. And then to have a dream about what I was shown, because I've specifically felt that I haven't done a very good job about explaining Enoch. You know, and you know, I mean, geez, I thought I did okay there for a while, but
yeah.
Apparently I haven't. You know, and so there will be more, but I just wanted to throw all this at you tonight. And
thank
I know
you.
It's kind of heavy and ugly and gross.
It's got to be heard.
But it's reality.
Yes, there you go.
One question for you, Frank. Have you ever, listened to Stephen Quayle and Tom Horn?
You know, I do a little bit, but to answer the question, no, not much.
Well, he talks about the exact same thing, what's going to happen, you know, when the purge starts. He talks about the exact same thing you're talking about tonight. It's identical.
Who's it? Steve Quayle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I know you mentioned Tom Horn the other day, and I've read, you know, a little bit, but not much. I mean, it's interesting.
The problem that
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
And I'm with you, Postman. No one can convince me
that you didn't see what you saw.
That what I've seen, I didn't see. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it firsthand. I lived through it. Okay?
Yep.
And I believe there's a reason I was brought back. And I believe that reason is to talk about the Book of Enoch. I really firmly believe that.
Yeah. And the reason they can't, because I purposed in my heart to find out what it was that had been coming to my house, hovering over my bed, putting me in that trance, rolling me over, taking samples or doing whatever they're doing. And I knew it was something, and I was trying to fight it. But the thing was, I had to find out what it was, and I didn't find out what it was until I waited on them.
Right. You know, to your point real quick, and I know you got to go, but there's a podcast that I listen to when I go to get my treatment, doing my cancer treatment, that my daughter, gave me. And she's listening right now tonight to this, but it's called The Confessionals. But there is a big deal in there about a UFO study, and the UFO community totally tried to shut it down. But there's a segment that every time a UFO sighting was seen, and somebody was about to be abducted, they invoked the name of Jesus Christ, they went away.
Yeah, that's Tom Horn. Yeah, that's a Tom Horn thing, too. He's the one that figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard this on The Confessional. It's a podcast.
Yes.
Right.
And
it was the same thing I did, and I was seven going on eight. My mom told me to do it.
Yeah.
So they're
demonic. The name of Jesus Christ, and everything's fine.
They're demonic.
Everything. So, anyway, guys, I apologize for not calling for over a month, but this has been difficult to talk about.
I know.
You know?
Thank you, Frank.
But I appreciate taking my call tonight.
Thank you for your friendship.
I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
See you. All right, we're late for a break. Very, very, very late. So let's go ahead and get this out of the way. We have another hour. Y'all stay with us.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, Serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve, but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiaro. President Trump took to Twitter several times today to attack Democrats and call for an end to the impeachment inquiry. Some Democratic presidential candidates talked about the inquiry, including Senator Cory Booker.
We should go where the evidence is. I don't have to vote on this in the Senate until articles of impeachment are filed and passed. They're not done yet.
Booker in White Marsh, Maryland, where he met with striking auto workers at a GM plant. Voting in Afghanistan's presidential election was marred by threats from the Taliban and a bombing at a polling station.
There were several smaller scale attacks throughout this polling day. However, the Taliban had threatened much wider disruption to this election. They'd warned voters to stay away.
Fox's Kitty Logan. At least five people died in election day attacks. Preliminary election results won't be available until mid-October. America is listening to Fox News.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.